everyone, and welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast, a podcast hosted by two kids. I am Gosh.
And I'm Daniel.
And, well, I suppose that's a little bit of a lie. I'm Bob.
Yes.
And that, I guess, he is still Daniel.
Yes.
As we have said before on this podcast, his last name is Pham, P-H-A-M, okay. And my last name is Hagenblatz.
Oh, yes.
Which is a great, great last name. You'll not find it anywhere else in the entire world. Maybe yes. On some other planet. But that is the topic of today's podcast, is another planet. Different universe, different galaxy entirely. Is Rogue One really any good? I think to start off with, we will want to have a little bit of a brief review of Rogue One. And so, Daniel, why don't you just tell us a little bit briefly of why you liked the movie, if you did like it. Maybe you hated it.
No, I really enjoyed Rogue One. I thought it was a great way to expand the Star Wars universe, I guess you could say. And it was just, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. I loved the pace of it. You know, it never really seemed to drag on. You know, the characters, they were great. Of course, we couldn't explore them as much as I think anyone would have liked. But I really appreciated the movie, I have to say.
Yeah. I thought a lot of the same. I think this was a movie that was just sort of the exact movie I wanted it to be. I went into the theater saying, you know what, I think this might be, you know, one of my new favorite Star Wars movies. Obviously, I'm an original trilogy guy. Empire Strikes Back is my favorite. And I thought, you know, maybe Rogue One would be, you know, maybe not as good as Empire, but you know, well up there. And I think it did that for me. Yeah, the characters, I think, were well developed. I did read the prequel novel Rogue One Catalyst beforehand, so I did get a little more time with them than most people. I did think that they were well-rounded characters. I like some of the explanations of, you know, other things that we hadn't covered before in the Star Wars universe. Yeah, I mean, I thought they were good. I thought the characters were, you know, we didn't see enough time with them, but I did think that they were well-developed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, so how about we talk about, so I've been hearing some things about how, like, reviews, I guess, of Rogue One. And it seems that quite a bit of people aren't, I guess, as positive about it as we are with, you know, liking it. And I've heard a lot about how they say that maybe, like, Force Awakens is better than Rogue One. And it seems to be a conflicting discussion. What do you think about that?
I can see, I guess, why some people would like it. I think a lot of that would probably have to, liking Force Awakens better, I mean. I could see a lot of people probably misunderstand the point of Rogue One, and that would probably lead them to that conclusion 9 times out of 10. A lot of the people who I found did like Rogue One were the people who, you know, enjoyed the expanded universe. The people who liked the other stories outside of the Skywalker lineage, outside of the tone of the original Star Wars movies, which was a lot of the EU books actually followed the Skywalkers, but didn't follow, you know, it didn't have the same sort of tone or feel that the, you know, original Lucas movies did. I can see why people would think that. At the end of the day, I disagree. I'm a big EU fan, and I think that they nailed the universe a little bit better. I think Gareth Edwards gets Star Wars better than J.J. Abrams. I'm just going to say that flat out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it's misunderstanding, or, you know, just you don't get it.
Yeah, I do, I like Rogue One better than Force Awakens, to be honest. It was different, and it was a different tone, and people sometimes they don't like different. They also don't like the same, which is a little bit tricky, which is 'cause Force Awakens, what they did better was they had more memorable characters, and they had more nostalgia, which is what J.J. Abrams was going for. In the term of story and plot, you know, that was kind of like, he was like, oh yeah, we can just recycle, you know, New Hope's plot, I guess. So mm-hmm. When with Rogue One, it seems to be on the other end of the spectrum, where the characters didn't seem to be that memorable or developed for that matter, but the plot and the story was what I appreciated about the movie most, and the way that it was delivered, presented to the audience, I really appreciate it, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think what you need to do is nail the universe in a spinoff movie like this. You need to nail the universe, get your facts right, and, you know, leave the tone for other people. Make sure, you know, you're bringing something new in terms of the plot, in terms of what you're getting the universe right. Whereas J.J. Abrams, you know, he just recycled the plot, and he tried to give you too much of a new universe while fitting in the tone of Star Wars. He sort of took Star Wars as being, it's this tone and it's this plot or something like that. And he tried to give you a new universe to mm-hmm. play around in. And I like that they took, you know, new planets and stuff like that in Rogue One, new creatures, new characters, all the same things you'd normally get in a Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
He got his facts right. He fit the tone of the original trilogy. I mean, he didn't fit the tone. He fit the, you know, what you see, the technology, that sort of thing. He fit that really well. New plot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. For me, being someone that hasn't really explored the expanded universe very much, I still really want to read Catalyst and all that stuff, but I have a lot of books that I'm behind that I'm reading, but I haven't really explored the expanded universe very much. I really want to, but I mean, I don't exactly appreciate the expanded universe because I've never explored it. You, on the other hand, have explored it and you really appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. And so for Rogue One, honestly, feeling like a expanded universe type movie, you know, in the form of a movie, you loved it because you appreciate the expanded universe. And I loved it as just coming into, you know, watching another, you know, like watching a Star Wars movie. But the thing is, we both appreciated it, even though I don't really have much experience with the EU.
Yeah, I think there are two types of people when it comes to Star Wars fans. There are people who either would like the expanded universe, which would also include people who do, or people who would not. And those are the people who want the same thing over and over again, preferably in the form of a movie with no alteration, really. And yeah, I think you're one of those people who would like the expanded universe, even if it's not, you know, you haven't actually, you know, read any of those. I mean, last Christmas, I will admit, I did give you, I didn't give you my heart, but I did give you a Star Wars EU book
mm-hmm.
that you read the first chapter of. So
I read,
you know,
it.
Congratulations.
I read the first three chapters actually, and I loved it.
Pardon?
Yeah, it was great. But
it was the most advanced in terms of timeline of any of the EU series. So I guess it really doesn't make sense for me to have given you that one. That's just the one I started off with for no reason. Maybe next time you should try the Thrawn trilogy. That would might be good. Maybe even start with the new canon books. Not all of them are great. Don't read the Chuck Wendig books. Some people like those better on audio, from what I've heard. But you know, any of the other ones seem to be all right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Good recommendations. I'll keep those in mind.
I'll write you a list.
Okay, good. Great. Are there any other things that, that you think that maybe, I don't know, there's a misunderstanding between Rogue One and like why some people don't appreciate it or like it?
Well, I guess a lot of people said, you know, you were telling me earlier that you had seen a video about, or they were saying that it doesn't really fit, like, in terms of context. Like, they don't explain who certain characters are, stuff like that. I guess they're also taking, you know, like, if you were they're sort of assuming either someone would watch this movie without having seen anything in Star Wars at all, or maybe, you know, without having, you know, any real knowledge of, you know, anything in the universe. And that's a little bit of the problem, is that they would seem to assume that this is a good jumping in point, whereas The Force Awakens is pretty much, it's an okay place to jump in to the story.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to bring in new fans with that one. In Rogue One, they weren't trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can already know who Darth Vader is because this movie is for people who know Star Wars. You would know mm-hmm. who Darth Vader is. You wouldn't be confused by what that red glowing thing is. You'd know it's a lightsaber, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. If you've seen Star Wars, and it's not for people who haven't seen Star Wars. I mean, I guess some people might appreciate that as a jumping in point, but at the end of the day, that's not their intention. A lot of the characters, a lot of the things have to be explained outside of the movie because you only have 2 hours, and it did go through 40% reshoots. There's a lot that happened outside of that one movie that you need to know in order to appreciate this movie. And sure, that seems like it's a pretty daunting task for other people. They just want to watch, sit down and watch a movie. That's fine. It's not for you. But for the people who really do care and want to get the most out of their universe, then this is a perfect movie.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the fact that it is a spinoff, it justifies its it justifies like some of the things that people were upset about. It's not in technically an episode, a Star Wars episode. So the fact that it's a spinoff, it still should be taken in a way as a sequel. So when introducing someone to Star Wars that's never seen Star Wars before, you wouldn't have them watch this movie first. You'd either have them watch Phantom Menace or New Hope first, chances are, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would argue maybe just don't show them the prequels if you want them to like Star Wars. But
oh, okay.
I mean, the Machete Order does seem like it's a cool idea, and I think it would work better if, you know, those movies were good. I'm just going to say a lot of the additions to the universe were sort of cool. Some of them were not, but as a whole, those movies were bad. But, you know, the Machete Order is an interesting way.
Which I is guess, do you episode know the Machete Order? Which is episode 1-6, right? Or
it's the way that you would watch those. It's in a slightly different order that's supposed to, like, where you're putting in some original trilogy movies
in the same.
So you'd watch, like, I think it might go something like 1, 2, then 4, then 5, and then 3, and then 6 or something like that. I might have that messed up. But it's supposed to sort of make Darth Vader's fall seem a little bit more meaningful and, you know, whatever. But that's an okay to watch the trilogy. There are so many different ways that you can be introduced to this, but a spin-off movie is not the way to do it. It's like watching Torchwood as a jumping in point to Doctor Who. It just wouldn't make any sense. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the movie was great. Maybe just on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think, Daniel?
I'd give it a 9.
I think I'd be a little bit more optimistic about it. I'd give it either somewhere between, you know, an 11, or, you know, I'd go in the range of 9.5 to 11, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, maybe we should just briefly have our order of, like, worst to best Star Wars movies. You go first.
Okay, obviously, Attack of the Clones is probably the worst.
Definitely agree with that one.
Phantom Menace, second worst. Revenge of the Sith, it's great, mm-hmm. It was awesome. Return of the Jedi, Rogue One, I think fits. Yeah, I think that's where to go. And then New Hope, and then Empire.
Wow. The Force Awakens just is too bad to be on your list, huh?
Is that
the way you're looking at it?
Wait, yeah. Force Awakens. Oh, that's, sorry. That's new to my list. Force Awakens is probably just before Return of the Jedi. So Force Awakens, Return of the Jedi, Rogue One, New Hope, Empire. And then the prequels.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely have the same. Attack of the Clones, terrible. Phantom Menace, less terrible, but pretty terrible.
Pretty boring.
Revenge of the Sith, that is a movie that is was more likely to be good, yet still, I mean, I would say still terrible.
Yep. Even with Darth Vader yelling no.
I mean, actually, that's probably what bumped it from bad to terrible, really. But,
no.
Yeah, not good. Then I mean, I might agree with your Force Awakens placement too. I think that would be after Revenge of the Sith. Make it clear that there's a big gap between the prequel trilogy and Force Awakens. I'm not saying the Force Awakens is bad. It's a good movie. It messed up a little bit there, here and there. The attention was not to bash The Force Awakens, just to say that Rogue One is better in our opinion. Mm-hmm. I think The Force Awakens is great, mm-hmm. So there's definitely a big gap between Revenge of the Sith and The Force Awakens, but at the end of the day, The Force Awakens is just not as good as the original trilogy. A lot of people say Return of the Jedi is not really all that high up there. It's not all that good. It's the worst of the trilogy. And in some ways, I guess that's true. However, a lot of the space battles, the third act, the first act, it's so good. It really is. It's an amazing movie, and I feel bad about putting it in that position that it is, but it's just hard for me. I almost can't put Rogue One on this list because I like it as much as a lot of the movies in the original trilogy.
It's really tricky.
It's pretty hard. Yeah. I guess I'd have to put Return of the Jedi there, even though if I were more likely of any movie, if I could rewatch any of these movies right now, I would go and rewatch Return of the Jedi. That one is just still seems so fun and interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. I guess after that would be, so there'd be Return of the Jedi, then maybe A New Hope, and then Rogue One in Empire. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really liked Rogue One. I guess the thing about Rogue One is that I think after seeing it, I'm going to have to rewatch the original trilogy because it definitely enhances your enjoyment of those
movies. I know,
movies.
Right? I totally get that, yeah.
Very well done in the way that it just makes you excited to watch the new ones. Like, I'm surprised Disney didn't immediately put out, like, guess what? We're re-releasing the original trilogy. Because I think they would make so much money on that because everybody wants to watch those movies again. From everyone I've gone to see Rogue One with, they're immediately like, I just want to go back and watch Episode 4.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't a spoiler episode, was it?
Not really.
No. No, we didn't really. Okay, no spoiler warnings then to place at the beginning of this episode. That's pretty good.
Well, I think we've both said our part. Is that all we got to say? Any final statements?
Yeah, I guess my one final statement would be Han shot first.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well.
Well. Thank you.
Well, that was a good episode. And yes. Yeah, let's do this again next week, maybe.
Totally. Totally commit right here. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna do it weekly now because this is
really
possible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. The visual editing will be a little bit lower quality.
okay.
But, you know. Right. The audio editing, which is done by me, will still be superb.
Of course it will. Of course.
So now we have a weekly podcast, mm-hmm. and that is our gift to you this Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. It'll probably come out, in 2017, but,
honestly, it will.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.